This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. Now, Brian, Australia's Got Talent has uncovered some pretty good talent over the years.
We have uncovered, we've unearthed a few champions, yeah. Haven't we?
Now, our next guest auditioned for the show when he was age 10.
10?
Back in 2009.
Right. Yeah.
He's 18 years old now.
Okay, so he's grown up a bit.
He's a singer-songwriter from the Gold Coast, and he's had over 50 million views on YouTube with over 350 subscribers.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's a pretty big deal.
He is a big deal.
Jordan Jansen, and welcome to Joy.
Hello, Jordan.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. How are you guys going?
We're pretty cold, good. Actually. It's a bit nippy down here. But,
it's Melbourne.
It's Melbourne, yeah. It's all right.
I'm so jealous.
No, Jordan, you started singing when you were 6 years old.
Yes, that's right. I've been singing for, that's like about 12 years now. I never thought about that.
What were you singing at 6 years old? Were they nursery rhymes or were you singing fully fledged?
Actually, one of the first songs I ever sang was for a school talent quest, the talent competition, and the song was called Robot Man. I can't remember who it was by, but yeah.
Neither can we.
No. Did you wear your Tin Man suit?
Well, actually, that's the worst part. I wore I don't even know what kind of fabric it was, but it was silver and it was shiny and I looked like a robot.
So, it was a Tin Man suit.
Yeah, basically.
You joined YouTube back in 2006 and you basically joined to show your family in New Zealand, where I come from, your videos on YouTube, and it just exploded. How did it all happen?
Yeah, that's right. So I first started way back in 2006, and that was because of all my family in New Zealand, as you said. And all of a sudden, just random people started watching the videos. We had no idea that YouTube was a public viewing platform. We just thought, okay, so you send someone a link and no one else can see it, but we were very wrong about that.
And little did you know.
Yes, exactly. Little did I know. And ever since then, I just kept on doing songs that people requested, and I can't believe how accidentally posting videos on an online platform has turned into something so amazing and such an important part of my life.
Because the song Hallelujah, over 5 million views on YouTube, when that was going up into like the hundreds of thousands, what was your reaction like? It's crazy. Like, how did you comprehend that?
Yeah, I still remember when it reached 1,000 views, and we, as you said, it's over 5 million, and, like, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it that people have seen my music so much and that it's influencing, so many people in such a positive way as well, which is really what really counts for me.
Now, Jordan, when you were 10 years old, as I said at the start, you auditioned for Australia's Got Talent in a white suit with a carnation.
You're kidding me.
Yes, that's right. And I also had some tap shoes and a stick to go with it as well.
Who was responsible for that outfit?
Oh, well, actually, that was partly the show who was responsible for that outfit as well. They picked it out.
You can say no on that show, do you know?
Yeah, but compared to the other options we had, that was the one you wanted to say yes to.
Did they part your hair on the side as well?
Well, partially that was partly how my hair was at the time, but that was my fault.
So of course that exposure led you on to go to LA. You did a bit of recording in LA. You were actually signed to Sony Music back in 2011. So what happened with that whole time for you?
So I had an amazing experience. I wrote so many songs. I worked with some amazing producers. I worked with Toby Gad was my producer at that time, and he's written songs like If I Were a Boy and Big Girls Don't Cry. And we recorded and wrote a bunch of songs. It was such an amazing experience. But we ran into some little problems there. So now I'm with my new team, who I am so amazingly proud to be with. That's John Gomez at Union Entertainment Group. So now we've been writing songs and recording a bunch, and I'm so glad things are starting to move now, and thankfully the fans are glad that things are starting to happen as well. They've been waiting a very long time.
Yeah,
so as I said, we've had that EP come out. I finally got a merch store, which I've been wanting forever. That's been one of my dreams. So I'm so happy that how things have eventuated from all the way back in 2006 and 2009 to now. I'm just so happy.
So what have you learned about the music industry as a whole since those early days up until now?
Well, I still think the music industry is absolutely amazing. It's such a fun industry to be in as well. I guess just the hardest part is finding a team who is really honest and is willing to put 100% effort into everything they do. That's probably the hardest part. But I think I can quite confidently say now that I have found that perfect team as well. So
yeah.
I'm really happy to start moving forward.
Because talking of the music industry, you used to go to a college in Brisbane called the Music Industry College. And you graduated last year, so congrats on that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was such an amazing school, such an amazing experience as well.
So what did you take away from going to a school like that? Because is that like going to like FAME or is it like an art sort of school?
Well, I mean, I didn't know too much about it before I signed up, so I had no idea what to expect. I mean, all I had seen was the movie High School Musical, so that's what I was expecting.
Well, you need to watch a movie called Fame. It was released.
Yes, I've seen Fame as well, but that one didn't pop into my head at the time. It did. It was a cross between Fame and High School Musical. I think everyone will be signing up.
Now, online, on your YouTube channel, you've been covering songs from the likes of One Direction. You've done a few of those covers. Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, Walk the Moon, who I interviewed a few months ago in the Joy Studios.
Oh, cool.
Really nice guys. So what songs do you decide to do? What's the process for that?
Well, as I said, I started because the fans were so supportive. So ever since then, I've always just kept on doing whatever the fans have asked me to do. And, of course, what I like to do as well. So before I do a cover, I send out a tweet on Twitter or Facebook. And I just say, okay, guys, I'm working on a cover now. What song do you guys want to hear? And whatever one gets requested the most is basically the one I choose. And also if I can connect with the song as well, that's an important part as well.
Someone who listens to the fans. I love that, Jordan. Good boy.
Yes, well, they're the most important part of being an artist. So, I mean, if you don't listen to them, then, yeah, what's the point?
Our special guest tonight on the phone from Queensland is Jordan Danson. More with him next. Let's play his new single from the EP. This is called I'm Over You. You're on Joy. You led me on, told me what I wanted to hear. You let me fall, but I got up. I am stronger, I am braver. I don't need you now that I'm free. Because all you ever do is hold me back, and now I see that I'm over.
Hey everyone, I'm Jordan Jansen, and you're listening to the Sound Museum on Joy.
Joy 94.9 Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, and Brian this evening.
We've got a special guest on the phone today.
From Brisbane, we just heard his track, I'm Over You, from the EP called Invincible, due out 31st of May in a couple of weeks. Jordan Jansen, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really glad to be back.
Now, that track, I'm Over You, what's that one about?
Well, I mean, I guess the title explains a lot of it. It's
who are you
over you? So, well, I mean, I personally don't really like to write about my own sort of personal problems. So for that song, I took the viewpoint of one of my friends who was going through like a really bad time, a really bad point in their life. And someone had really hurt them quite badly, and they were gradually getting over them. So I thought that that'd be a cool standpoint to take in the song. And of course, I was able to relate to it as well and connect with the song because I'd heard so much about their experience.
Okay. So you mentioned before that you don't like doing songs about your own experiences. Why is that?
I feel like because songwriting is such a personal experience, and I feel like it's, people get to know so much about you through the songs that you write. It's really like your own personal diary out there to the world. So maybe one day I'll be able to find the courage to be able to talk about my own personal experiences, but hopefully that'll come one day.
A bit of advice, Jordan, for you, because you're young and stuff, and we're old.
Speak for yourself.
I love advice, please.
But those personal songs are normally the ones which connect and which are the hits. So, so be open and just be personal, and because those tracks, they really cut through. And I was talking to Conrad Saul last year in the Joy Studios. This is months before Start Again came out. It's such a personal track, but Start Again was number one last year and won the ARIA for Song of the Year. So,
yeah, well, he's come so far. Lucky he released that song as well. That's an amazing song.
Aside from their single I'm Over You, what else can fans expect from the EP Invincible?
Well, of course, there's the song Invincible, which we named the EP after. And I've also got several other songs on there. One's called Selfie, which I really like that song.
That sounds pretty good.
Especially, Well, we decided to go with that idea because most of the time, well, the standpoint in the song is about all I've got here is your selfie, and you're apart from the person that you love. And so the standpoint we wanted to take with that was, basically, all my fans have of me is my selfie as well. So we thought that that'd be sort of a cool way to relate to the song. We got a song called Wild Card. We put a lot of work into it, so hopefully the fans are going to be happy with it as well. One shot to my heart, I picked up a wild card. I'm Jordan Jansen, and you're listening to Joy.
Let's get through some quick facts about yourself. You love to work with Ed Sheeran. Is that right?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
In what capacity, Jordan? Would you like to duet, or would you like to
co-write
maybe?
It'd be cool to combine those two. First of all, to co-write a song, and then to duet the song we co-wrote. That'd be fun.
Now, I notice on your online videos, there's some Lady Gaga posters on your wall.
Yes, that's right. I have Lady Gaga and Katy Perry on my wall.
So you like Mama Monster?
Yes, of course.
You also love turtles as well, I hear.
Oh.
Yes, I love turtles. Turtles are so cool.
They're quite relaxing to watch, you know. They're very slow, as you know, but they are very relaxing to watch.
Yeah. Now, you're also a big fan of Orange is the New Black.
Yes, of course. It's such a good show.
Orange ladies wearing orange jumpsuits, huh?
Yep. Who doesn't love that?
What about our show Wentworth?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh,
you've
boy.
Got to.
Do yourself a favour, Jordan.
Is it good? Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Well, I've actually met a lot of the cast, actually.
Yes.
In fact, we both have.
Yeah, check it out. Now, I've got to ask you about your favourite food, because I'm looking at this saying it's one of Jordan's favourite food is candy, which we can all relate to, but chips and gravy. Chips and gravy. I couldn't think of anything nicer. Tell us.
Love it.
When do you like have your chips and gravy, mate? Do you like having your, is it your dinner time or is that your snack?
Anytime.
I'd go lunch and dinner. Maybe not for breakfast, though. Chips are a bit too heavy for breakfast.
Yeah, and at nighttime, but ingested and stuff.
Usually after 10 o'clock at night, it tastes pretty good.
Now, Jordan.
Yeah, it'd be a great midnight snack.
Yeah.
on your video online, you haven't had your first kiss yet, or have you?
That's right. No, I haven't.
Come on. We'll have to sort that out for him then, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have to get some.
Yeah. We'll source some talent.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
He's got plenty of talent online. I'm sure the fans are lined the streets.
Fine pickings online.
For Jordan.
Now, finally,
any volunteers in the listeners' audience?
Exactly right. Yes. We'll put the link on Twitter. Now, finally, Jordan, you're touring, doing some live dates in the US. Is that, can we say that? Is that confirmed or is it right?
That's correct. We're currently in the process of planning some dates for touring, which I'm crazy excited about. That's always been a massive dream of mine to be able to meet as many fans as I can. So I guess while I'll be on that touring bus, I'll be able to check out Wentworth as well. That'd be fun.
Exactly.
Good plan.
Any dates for your Australian fans?
At this stage, not yet. I'll definitely be touring around here sometime.
Exactly right. With your guest tonight, on the line has been Jordan Jansen. His EP is called Invincible. It is released Friday, 31st of May. If you order online, you get two tracks straight away.
There you go. How's that for a combo deal?
Exactly right. Jordan, all the best for the EP. And when you're in Melbourne, you must come in and see us, all right?
Drop in and say g'day. How's that sound?
Yes, I definitely will be. That'll be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show. What if we could rule the world? What if we could light the stars? Turn it up and shout it, whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. What if we could be kings? What if we could be queens?
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.